Well, when you're the son of a popular former prime minister, a life in politics is perhaps hard to pass up. And so it is in Canada for Justin Trudeau, who this week was elected leader of the Liberal Party. The Liberal Party is the equivalent of our Labor Party in Canada, and it was once the country's dominant political force. But at the 2011 elections, the Liberal Party was wiped out, basically, came in third behind the New Democratic Party, which is Canada's equivalent to the Greens, and, of course, ahead behind the ruling Conservative Party. Madeleine Drohan is correspondent for The Economist magazine. She joins us from Ottawa now. Madeleine, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Well, good morning, Fran.
Madeleine, can you tell us a bit about Justin Trudeau?
Well, he's sort of known and unknown at the same time. People know him because of his famous father, and he has been in the public spotlight since he was a young kid, but he's not well known as a politician because he only won office in 2008.
And when you mention his famous father, that, of course, is Pierre Trudeau, who I've just been reading a little about this, and his name is usually accompanied with words like swashbuckling. Pierre Trudeau ran the country for a number of years, had a number of times as Prime Minister.
That's correct. I mean, he actually became Prime Minister in 1968, and you're probably too young to remember the 60s, but there was a wave in Canada of what they called Trudeau-mania, you know, where women were sighing over him and gathering to touch him, and that he was incredibly charismatic, but he was also a very, seen historically as a very divisive leader, where he upset the western part of Canada, and he upset Quebecers, which is where he was from. So there's both good and bad, but now when people do polls about who was the best prime minister, it's often Trudeau, Pierre Trudeau, that comes out on top.
Well, it's a long way from those glory days for the Liberals in Canada. They started, basically fell from grace in the 2006 election. That's when their stocks really started to fall. What has happened to the support for the Liberals in Canada?
Well, it's interesting to see what's happened to them, and they put it down to Liberal Party infighting that was going on even before they lost power, but it sort of distracted them from doing the things that they should have done to stay in power. But once they lost that first election, I think they were in shock because they'd been in power almost for 13 years before that, and the leader at the time resigned immediately. And then they've went through this experience of, you know, sort of casting about, flailing about, really, for another leader. And they went through two very unsuccessful experiments. So this is their third try while in opposition, and I think they're hoping it's third time lucky.
Well, they've had a lot of leadership changes, I think, in the last decade. Now Justin Trudeau has been elected almost overwhelmingly by the party, so they're really vesting in him. But what does he stand for? I noticed that when he accepted that position to lead the party, he talked about Canadians being tired of negative, divisive politics and want the Liberals to rediscover the, quote, sunny ways of Wilfrid Laurier. Who's Wilfrid Laurier?
He's a former Liberal Prime Minister. It's quite a while ago, but he was known for favoring consultation and collaboration over confrontation. But I think what Trudeau is referring to as well is the Conservative Party that's in right now is particularly adept at using negative attack ads. In fact, they use them to quite devastating effect against the last two Liberal leaders. And Trudeau is saying that he wants to stay positive. We'll have to see whether he can continue that. But in terms of what he stands for, that's the big question mark, because he really hasn't outlined a detailed policy platform. He's given hints here and there, but he's saying that he wants to develop the policies with the party base prior to the next election, which is expected in 2015.
So an election's still a fair way away. The Liberals are currently reduced to a rump, really, and third party there in Canada. But correct me if I'm wrong, I think the polls suggest they are on the up and up. Is there a question mark now over whether Justin Trudeau, he'll certainly get a bump now because of his family history and he's charismatic in himself, I understand, but he's young and inexperienced?
Yeah, well, certainly there's a question mark, and the Liberals had a similar bump after the last two leaders as well, so that shouldn't be very reassuring to anybody there. But You know, I think what they're gambling on is that in this sort of celebrity-obsessed age where a lot of people are disengaged from the political process, that to have a handsome face and a famous name and over 200,000 Twitter followers might be just a ticket for them.
Well, I guess you'll soon find out whether there's another Trudeau dynasty in the wings. Madeline, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Goodbye, friend.
Madeline Drohan is correspondent for The Economist magazine, joining us there from Ottawa.